right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Harlan's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Yes, we started talking about it. Lori Loughlin, Felicity Huffman, her husband William H. Macy, and dozens of other people charged in a nationwide college admissions bribery scandal. This thing is far-reaching, and it's probably going to go deeper than we even knew. There may end up being more celebrities in that bunch. FBI said we became suspicious of Lori Loughlin when we noticed the my daughter and my bribe go to USC. But no, bumper sticker. But yeah, there's a
T-shirt.
That's right. Yeah, exactly. Well, whatever. If you think this hasn't been going on for a long time, everywhere, I won't say where here, but
okay.
You know, it does. I mean, on a lesser level, you know, donations to get your kids in,
right,
things like that. You know, a little more in tuition,
yeah,
to get your kids in.
Do we take a guess on who we, we think is also on that list?
I don't know. I can imagine there are a few people on the list. I think there are more business types,
yeah,
okay,
and financial types on that list. Because I think the actors, the celebrities would have come out.
Yeah.
But there may be more because I think it's going to be farther.
The Hollywood 50.
Than it is. Yes, exactly. Exactly. It might be. I hope they don't, you know, doesn't go up because then it's not going to sound good.
No.
Olivia Newton-John, we are going to be talking with her next week.
Mm-hmm.
She told Entertainment Tonight, I actually saw this, that she went undercover for her cancer treatment. She said, nobody even knew I was there. I was like undercover boss in the hospital. I didn't want people to know because I didn't want to be out there in public, you know, that I was going through this because I was just learning to walk again.
Yeah.
Basically, this really affected her. I was using a walker. I'd wear the beanie and glasses and different things like that. I just didn't want people to know who I was because I didn't want to be bothered at that time, and I don't blame her, you know?
You know what? I don't either.
No.
I mean, you just want to get it. You just want to get through it.
You do.
And,
absolutely.
And has nothing to do about, look, I'm a star, but
no, it's just, and it's none of anybody else's business.
It's a very private thing.
It is. So. She is putting out a book, and like I say, we will be talking to her next week.
Awesome.
The Bachelor. The Bachelor finale has aired. Now, Colton went back after Cassie, who he had dumped.
Oh.
And, of course, they did the big wrap-up. Did he lose his virginity?
I know I've been very open and candid about my virginity, but since there are two of us now in this relationship, it's something that we're going to keep to ourselves.
Yeah. I'll take that as a yes.
I'll take that as a no.
No for me, too. I don't believe you. I don't believe you, but I don't know, you know, why it took this long, Mr. NFL good-looking guy.
Yeah.
He said, I feel like a new man, though.
Yeah, good.
He said we had an amazing night because they had the fantasy suite, Mike.
Wow.
And now she said, and I quote,
okay,
my calf still hurts. Now, I don't know if she means her leg or if she has animals. I don't know. But
what are they doing? Jumping on trampolines?
That's what she said.
Yoga?
So it's up to
calf
you.
Yoga.
That's my painfully to take. Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.